United States has carried out an airstrike in eastern Syria tonight against structures belonging to what the Defense Department says were Iran-backed militias responsible for recent attacks against Americans in Iraq. The strikes were authorized by President Biden in response to recent attacks in Iraq and to continuing threats to American and coalition people. A rocket attack on the airport in the northern Iraqi city of Erbil this month killed a civilian contractor with the American-led military coalition and wounded six others, including a U.S. service member and four American contractors. Joining us live tonight, author of a dozen books and former CIA case officer Robert Baer, who was primarily assigned to the Middle East. He's with us on Skype. From what I understand, Bob, this was a demonstration strike, basically one bomb to say we've got our eye on you, we can get to you if we need to. What are your thoughts about the attack?
The Biden administration is facing the same thing Trump did, and that's containment of Iran. Iran effectively owns Syria. Without Hezbollah and without Iranian forces, that regime would collapse. And it's the same thing with Lebanon and Iraq as well. And at this point, the Biden administration has no choice but to hit back. And it's a message to Tehran, we will not be pushed.
At what point could Iran have been better dealt with? Would it have been 8 years ago, 10 years ago, sometime during the Obama years, or when?
Well, the huge mistake was invading Iraq in 2003, because that just threw open, wide open, the Levant for the Iranians to enter. Because we had no plan to what we do about Iran after the invasion, and then we got up and left. And that was one of the dumbest invasions, wars we've ever entered, period.
The New York Times reports that the Pentagon offered up several large group of targets, but President Biden approved the smallest option. As far as tactics, is that the right way to go here?
Oh, I think it is. I think it's time for the Iranians to back down and go back into a nuclear agreement and come to an accommodation with the United States. They certainly don't want a president 4 years from now who goes on a full-on war with Tehran. The Iranians do have to be contained. If they're not, then the Israelis are going to hit them hard and there'll be total chaos in the Middle East.
There was a story published in Politico, I think just 4 days ago, called Biden Deprioritizes the Middle East. While one airstrike may not change that headline, is the region something that should not be deprioritized?
Well, we've spent too much money, too many lives in the Middle East and gained nothing from it. I spent more than 20 years there. And there's nothing we can do to fix the place. And it's getting worse by the day. You look at Saudi Arabia with, the son of Mohammed bin Salman is a lunatic and a murderer. I mean, what is Biden going to do about him? He owns the country, controls it, and he's a bloody murderer. And, what do we do with him? What do we do with Saudi Arabia? What do we do with Yemen? And it goes on and on and on. And, you can't back out quickly, but we should get out of the Middle East one day.
The time is only 30 seconds left. I mean, what is one good first step for this year?
It's making a deal with Iran. They cannot go into a war with Israel. They cannot enforce the Shia Crescent. It will simply end up in World War III. And if there's a way to come to an accommodation with Tehran, that's what we should be doing now.
Sure. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Robert Baer, former CIA officer, author of a dozen books, expert on the Middle East, as we learned tonight that it was the first airstrike under the Biden administration, the first one ordered by this new commander-in-chief in eastern Syria tonight against structures belonging to what DOD says were Iran-backed militias responsible for recent attacks against Americans in Iraq. Stay with WTOP and the WTOP app for more.